just heaven if we could run slow motion in a beautiful field of flowers all the time. You know, like those beautiful women in the allergy commercials. I think that would just be... But since we're not in heaven yet, we still have to deal with snails who eat the flowers, weeds that choke the flowers, and sometimes no flowers at all because of drought and freeze. I lost a few plants last winter because of that freeze. Fatigue and failures work just like that in our lives. And they can send us right into the snares that keep us from a close relationship with the Lord. Well, I'm eternally grateful to God that He gives us a way out. And we can choose, we have a choice to wallow around, stuck in the briar, in the thorns and the thistle. We can stay there, or we can choose to walk victoriously in Christ. These are some of the lies that I used to hear all the time. I mean, I still hear them, I just don't pay attention like I used to. I have to measure up to certain standards, then I'll feel good about myself. These unattainable standards drive us to succeed, whatever we think success is. We're perfectionists, never satisfied. We have a lot of stress because of it. By the way, did you know that stressed spelled backwards is desserts? It is. Try it out on your napkin. It works. The truth is that I am justified. Justified means just as if I have never sinned. And I am completely forgiven. I have no more guilt. I did those things, but I don't have to live with the guilt for the rest of my life. Jesus took all my sin and gave me His righteousness. Romans 5:11, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So there's the truth. Here's another lie. I must be accepted by certain people, then I'll feel good about myself. We'll try to please others no matter what the cost. We give in to peer pressure and family pressure because of the desperate fear of rejection. And that is really giving into that lie. It really is. And there's so many people that are like that. I mean, I can relate to all of these snares because I've personally experienced them myself. But the good news is, I am reconciled. Now I can have an intimate relationship with God. Christ wants to be our closest friend. I am totally and unconditionally approved, loved, and accepted. Romans 5:10 says, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son. How much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life? He did it all. Think about it. I was there. I was in Jerusalem. I saw the awful-looking hill, Golgotha, the place of the skull, that chalky white hill that has a skull face right in it. That's a pretty ugly place. And I saw a sample of an ugly tree, what it really looked like. It wasn't a nice little carved out cross like we see. It was just an old, ugly tree along the Damascus Road. And it wasn't up on the hillside in the distance. It was down on the road in your face because the Romans wanted to terrify you. It was a terrible death, about the worst that you can think of. And why did He have to do that? It's for us, all of us here, you and me. He did that. So that we don't have to be caught in the thorns. And we don't have to be trapped into blaming ourselves. This is a nasty lie. Since I have failed, I cannot accept love. I deserve to be punished. But God's answer to all this is, oh, by the way, that's a Venus flytrap. Yes, I found that. And I have to, this is a little aside here. He doesn't get out of that one, but actually I was singing a high note one time in a gorgeous formal, in a beautiful concert, and the fly flew right in my mouth, buzzed around in the back of my throat, and flew out. Guess they didn't like what he was hearing, I don't know. But anyway, okay, we don't have to get stuck in the trap because Jesus paid the price for us. And God's righteous judgment is satisfied. You see, God is perfect. He's as absolutely perfect. So something had to happen. A price had to be paid. Well, there's no way we could do it. We can't earn points. We're people. We're human. Jesus is perfect, the blameless, pure lamb. And he did that sacrifice for us. And so because of that, because of Jesus paying the price for us, here's the good news. I am deeply loved by God. His only son, Jesus, took my punishment for me. And 1 John 2:2 states that he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Now, are you plagued by shame? Ooh, this is the final dig, final attack. I am what I am. I cannot change. I am hopeless. Creativity goes out the window because we have low self-esteem. We despise our appearance, especially at 6 in the morning. We wallow in self-pity and isolate ourselves from others. Here's the good news. No more lies. Here's the truth, the incredible truth that I hope and pray with all my heart that you'll think about, ponder, kind of chew on for a while. Won't you think about this? In Christ, I have a fresh new start.